as I strolled out one evening just as the sun went down. I walked along quite carelessly till I came to Cambridge Town. I heard two girls conversing as slowly I passed by. The one she loved a farmer's son, the other a shanty boy. Now the one who loved the farmer's son, these words I heard her say. The reason why she loved him, at home with her he'd stay.
He'd stay at home all winter, to the wild woods he'd not go.
And when the spring it did come in, his land he'd plow and sow. Now for to plow and sow your land, the other girl did say. Your crops could prove a failure, your debt you could not pay.
Your crops could prove a failure, the market being low.
The bailiff he might sell you out to pay the debt you owe. The bailiff he'd not sell me out, you need not be alarmed. For there's no need for running debt when you own a healthy farm.
You'll grow your bed all on your own, won't work in storm or rain.
While the shanty boy will work each day his family to maintain. Shantyman's life's a wearisome one, to the wild woods he must go. He's ordered out before daylight to face the frost and snow.
While happy and contented, my farmer's son can lie
and tell to me some tales of love until the storm rolls by. Oh, I do love my shanty boy who goes up in the fall. He is both stout and hearty and fit to stand a squall.
With pleasure I'll receive him in the spring when it comes on.
His money he will share with me when your farmer's son got none. Here's a health to all good farmers, their enterprising men. And for their country's good, I'm sure they're doing all they can.
Likewise to every shanty boy who makes the wild woods ring.
That falls a pine in the winter time and drives it in the spring.